You know, I realize now that I'm an atheist, but I'm teetering. And I'm not teetering on believing in God. I'm either going to stay an atheist or I'm going to believe in 8,000 gods. A God for everything. A God for it's too hot. A God for it's too cold. A God for my coffee's too hot. A God for everything. And I think I may have run into one of the minor deities recently. I was in O'Hare Airport, and there was a food court near my gate, so I went and I got a sandwich. And they have a little, you know, area of tables and chairs, and you take your food, sit. And I'm eating my sandwich. And it took me about a minute before I looked up and I realized everybody in the food court is being so nice and polite. If they're talking to each other, they're talking at this volume. And if they're on a cell phone, they're also talking at this volume. Because what most people don't seem to realize is if you talk into a cell phone at this level, the other person can hear you perfectly fine. A cell phone is not a walkie-talkie in the Korean War. You don't need to be going, Hotel India Foxtrot, do you acknowledge? People would finish eating. They would take the uneaten part of their food, put it back in their bag, tie the bag up, save a napkin, give the table a courtesy wipe. A courtesy wipe! They put their chairs back in before they left. And I'm watching all this, and I'm thinking, we're going to make it. We're going to make it as a species. And as if the universe heard my thoughts, it sent this guy. And look, there's all kinds of ways to get fat. I'm getting fat my way. You're getting fat in your way or not. But this guy had gotten tragic avalanche fat. It had all piled, it had all like slid down here and smothered an alpine village, and it was just this pool of fat. And he came in, he had a cheeseburger in a bag, and he walked up to the table. And when I, by the way, when I say walked to his table, I meant he didn't fall down 30 times in a row. So he, it was just like this, whoop, whoop, oh, and gets to his table, kind of aims himself over his own chair because his knees have long ago turned to powder. They're gone. So he aims himself, and he's got the cheeseburger, and he dropped the cheeseburger and himself at the same time. It was like this, blah! It was like, it's like one of those Galileo gravity experiments. It's like, blah! They both hit. Cheeseburger, me! Gets the cheeseburger out of the bag, throws the bag on the floor, gets the wrapper off, eats the cheeseburger, and when I say eats, I mean he went, he just took three bites. Basically, he disassembled it into three different pieces and refit it whole into his mouth. It was like, I solved the puzzle. Then he gives it like a half a chew, and now it's time to swallow. And you could see his neck muscles are just, please God, don't do it. They're sending every pain signal they can think of into his brain. They're making up, they're eaten by a shark. Send it, see if it'll stop him. And he grips the edge of the table and he just gets this thing down. And you could see it like fall into this subterranean lake of melted cheese and Mr. Pibb just like sploosh. And then he like wipes his face with the wrapper and then leaves. And he left. He left like this. This is how he left his table. He was just like this. Like his whole life, he's the boulder from Raiders of the Lost Ark. It just is gonna, hey, wee. And I'm telling you, it's like the god of slobbiness heard my hopeful thoughts and said, send him my avatar. Let him know I exist!